And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The Eternal Light, the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our program today, Mrs. Freudman Gets a Medal, was written by Rhea Weinstein.
Legend tells us that God tested the compassion of Moses with a stray lamb and found him worthy of leadership. In the Talmud, there is an admonition against touching food before your animal has been fed. If God is merciful to all his creatures, then we must strive to be merciful also. The relationships between God and man and beast were clearly felt and firmly dealt with one hot, dark night in Jerusalem a year or two ago. It happened at the animal hospital. But let the people tell you about it.
I'm finished, Mrs. Freudman. I'm going off duty. Here's the list of medications.
Thank you, Sam.
Is everything clear?
Yeah, I think so.
Is the committee meeting still going on?
Yeah, they're still talking. Talk, talk, talk.
And they have decisions to make. You don't seem to realize, Mrs. Freudman, that someday you may be all alone here in the animal hospital when trouble starts.
You call it trouble. I call it shooting. I'm used to it.
Well, I'm not.
You will be. When you've been in Israel as long as I have, you'll feel as I do. Oh, you should have been here in 48. You would have seen some real shooting. This is normal.
And you're not afraid?
Of what? When you've been through the worst, there's nothing left to be afraid of.
You can still be killed. A bullet is a bullet, whether it's fired in 1948 or in 1954.
So what? If it hits me, I won't be here to mourn.
Oh, you're cool about it, considering you're on duty alone every night. Suppose the building catches fire.
Hmm? I put it out, the same as you would do with wet sacking.
Suppose the water main is damaged.
Suppose. It's too much supposing.
But that's just exactly why the committee is in there, having a meeting. What would you do with the animals, for example, in case of fire, huh? Evacuate them?
Evacuate them? To where? Oh, don't be foolish.
You see? Suppose you had to leave them. Would you turn them loose to roam the city?
The sick ones couldn't roam the city.
So? Would you gas them?
Guess? Have you lost your mind?
You see, you're not facing facts. That would be the humane thing to do. I always say a woman has no real sense of organization. The smartest woman is only a goose when it comes down to hard facts.
Who is a goose? No, who is not organized?
Well, are you organized? Do you know what you're going to do in this hospital in case of emergency?
Certainly, I know what I'm going to do.
You do? Well, why don't you tell the committee? Why do you let them sit there arguing?
Why not? That's what committees are for.
It's very discouraging. I'm 45 years old, and I still can't understand women. And you in particular, Mrs. Freudman.
Well, a man doesn't like to hear the truth. That's what's the matter with you.
Never mind what is the matter with me. Let's get back to the subject. What are you going to do if trouble comes and you are alone?
Don't worry. I will manage.
They're talking of evacuating you.
That nonsense. Nobody will evacuate me. Nobody will evacuate the animals, and nobody will gas anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I will stay here and do my best. Besides, there is no war now. What's all the excitement?
Suspicious behavior has been reported from Arab Jerusalem. This is the last house in Jewish Jerusalem, as you well know. And the fence around this compound marks the boundary line between us.
Nothing will happen.
I hope not. There's something in the air. Don't you feel it?
The heat. The humidity is high. It upsets people.
Not only people. Animals, too. Haven't you noticed?
No. They'll be all right as soon as the sun goes down and the cool air comes. Now, you go home. Nothing will happen.
I'm going. My regards to Mr. Mizell.
Thank you. Goodbye. Mm,
goodbye, then. See you tomorrow.
Thank you.
sleeping. Oh, here is some fresh water. Come, have a drink. You will cool off. Ah, my beautiful Rex, what is the matter with you? Are you lonely tonight? Are you trying to tell me something, my poor dumb friend? Oh, if you could only talk. Would you say things that are not pleasant to hear? No, it's better this way. Let there be some innocence in the world. Oh, and what is it with Marguerite? Well, good evening, madam. How gracefully you sit in your black furs and satin. What were you in some former life, a princess? You are so beautiful. Oh, what? So that is what it is. You smell trouble. No, don't be afraid, my friends. Whatever happens tonight, I will be here. Now be still now, I have work to do. First, I must fill all the troughs with water and also the buckets. Sam will see who is organized.
From the old city wall, the Arab Legion had opened fire with Stens and 2-inch mortars, with rifles, machine guns, and hand grenades. The animal hospital was in the direct line of fire. Old mines, long buried in that area, were detonated by the shelling and sent flaming debris into the hospital compound.
Quiet! It is nothing! Now, it is nothing. It's only smoke. Don't be afraid. Rex? Fortune? Marguerite? Here I am. Don't be afraid. No. I can't be everywhere at once. I had to put out a fire. Now, this is only smoke. Nothing to be afraid of. Now, I'm going to make a telephone call if I can get the operator. And you behave yourselves. You should see how nicely the cats behave. Mitsu and Shotzi hiding safe under my bed, quite like two angels. I suppose you would all like to hide under my bed, no? Oh, the telephone. I'm coming! I am coming, wait! Hello? Hello, here's Mrs. Freudman. No, you can't reach Mr. Mizell. Well, operator, please, will you try again? Yes, and when you reach him, will you please tell him our food supply is low? Yes, our food is giving out. Food! Yes! Oh, the mine is so bad! What am I going to... Fire! Oh, God, help us! You wet blanket. I'll take the blanket off my bed and soak it. Good morning, my beautiful Rex. All is well with us. We've lived through the night and we're all safe. What was that? Who's there?
Me. It's only me.
Boy, what are you doing here? What do you want? Now, Rex, it is all right. Be quiet. Who are you?
I am Joseph.
Well, this is a fine time to be out in the street. What can I do for you?
My dog is hurt. Where is the doctor?
Oh, the doctor is not here. Bring him here to me. Let's look at him.
You're hurting him!
No, I have to see what is the matter with him. Now, he has glass in his paw. But it has to come out.
Can you take it out?
Yeah, I think so. We'll take it out, then we'll wash him with antiseptic. We'll put a nice healing salve on it and bandage him up. And maybe we'll put a little splint on it to make sure it heals quietly. Are you a brave boy, Joseph? Can you hold him while I'm working on him?
Can't somebody else hold him?
There is no one else here. What do you say? Are you a brave boy?
I am a brave boy.
Good. It won't take long. Absolutely right, Joseph. You are a brave boy. I make a cup of tea for us.
I want to go home.
Oh, no. You'd better rest here for a while. Shooting may begin again at any moment.
I want to go home.
We have started again.
Are we hit?
No, I don't think so, but it was close.
Pieces of fire are falling in the yard.
Get away from the window. Now, Now you get under that table and stay there. I'm going out to take a look around. Oh, oh, the bushes are burning. Everything is so dry. God help us. Oh, the wet sets. I must get the wet sets. Please, God, help us. Help us, please. All safe. Now then, Joseph, we shall have our cup of tea. Firefighting is a hungry business.
I'm not hungry.
Impossible. Boys are always hungry. Now we have some cheese and some biscuits. Not much, but enough. Oh, Mitsu, well, you decided to come out from under the bed. Oh, you must be hungry. Hold tight to your pupchin, Joseph. Hold tight. Hold tight now. Now, there's enough trouble outside, inside. Let us have peace now. No fighting. I'll put this water on to boil. So, then I feed the cats. We'll get the food out of the icebox and warm it up. What's all this water? The box has defrosted. The current, I didn't think of it. No. Well, I can't give them this. It's probably spoiled. Joseph, see if the water is starting to boil.
No, lady. There is no boiling. And no fire.
Well, then.
Well, what shall we do?
Well, there's nothing to be done about the current, but we will do the best we can. Well, both of you now, and no food. Well, we will have a good breakfast anyway. I have a can of sardines. Now, did you hear that, Mitsu and Shotzi? We will share and share alike. Mitsu, Shotzi, Joseph, and I.
And Major?
He's fast asleep. I gave him a pill. Now, here, Mitsu. Here, Shotzi. Here's your breakfast. Slowly, slowly. Eat it slowly. That's all there is. Now, Joseph, one sardine for you and one for me.
Thank you.
Good, yeah?
Yes, it's very good.
Now I go to see if our animal friends need water. You, Joseph, you go and lie down under the table with your Major. I'll be back soon.
Come on, Major, wake up. Come on, we're going home.
So far, so good. We're lucky, eh, Joseph?
Well,
Joseph?
Well,
where are you? Oh, foolish child. Well, he came safely. He'll go safely. God watches over children. Do you hear that, God? God watches over children. Yes, what is it? Sam, is it you?
Police.
Oh.
Are you Mrs. Friedman? Are you the matron?
Yes, I am the resident matron. What is it, please?
We have orders to evacuate you.
Oh, you must be mistaken. Nobody evacuates me.
A man called to tell us you were in the line of fire. Then a lady called to say you had no food.
A man and a lady? What lady?
I don't know. She said her boy brought an injured animal here this morning.
Oh.
We have an armored car outside, madam. Now, please get ready and come with us at once.
Yes, but what about the animals? Will you evacuate also the animals?
Take the animals? Where to? You are joking. Now, please come along.
I do not come along. Not with you, not with anybody. I stay here.
I understand you have no water, no current, no telephone, no food. How can you stay? You may be killed.
If I could be killed, I would be dead long ago. You can't frighten me.
You're risking your life.
You are also risking yours.
For a human being, yes.
Now, thank you for coming. I wish you a safe journey back.
I have orders to bring you back with us.
Your orders do not interest me. I am responsible for the animals. They cannot take care of themselves.
What's keeping you? What's the delay?
This woman refuses to come.
What's the matter? Doesn't your life mean anything to you?
Oh, yes. But here there are 36 souls.
Well, they are animals.
God's creatures, all of them. If they are good enough for him, they are good enough for me.
What's to be done with her?
We've brought food with us, madam.
For the animals?
No, not for the animals, for you.
You expect me to eat when they are hungry? You want me to choke?
We do not have animal food.
Then bring me some dry bread and milk powder. It will keep them satisfied until we can get the proper food.
I'm not sure we can help you.
Why aren't you sure? You drive around in an armored car, you're protected. You had breakfast, yes? And your lunch is waiting for you, yes? And tonight you'll have your dinner. You say you aren't sure if you can help us. So you go to the mayor and you go to Mr. Meisels, the chairman of the hospital committee, and you tell them we need the food.
We will try.
Don't try. You must bring it.
We will bring it.
You are sure now?
We are sure.
I will wait for you here. Goodbye.
Goodbye, matron.
Mr. Officer! Mr. Officer!
What is it? Have you changed your mind?
No. No, I just wanted to thank you for your kindness.
Oh, go inside, please, before we're all killed.
The firing lasted still another day and a night. Then the noise of battle died away. All was calm. The air grew still. Slowly, cautiously, the sun rose. Morning came to Jerusalem, and with it, peace.
Mrs. Friedman, are you there? It's me, Sam. Mrs. Friedman, are you all right?
Oh, excuse me, you're sleeping.
Oh, I was sleeping.
As long as you're all right, I'll feed and water the animals.
But there is no food. Oh, wait, I have $2.
Never mind, I'll get something. Don't worry, go back to sleep. When shall I wake you?
In a week's time.
Oh? Was it so bad here?
Yeah. Oh, the telephone is fixed. Oh, please, go answer it, Sam.
Yeah.
Please.
Here is Sam Belkin. Mr. Meisels? Yes, yes, everything's all right here. They're sending food. Food is coming.
Mrs. Freudman is sleeping.
Mrs. Freudman! A reporter is coming to interview you. He wants the story for his paper.
Oh, what story?
Oh, here you are. Talk to Mr. Meisels.
Oh, here's Mrs. Freudman. The police gave the story. What story? Oh, 40 hours under gunfire.
Forty hours under gunfire. People began to talk about it. They heard about it as far away as America. The American Feline Society and the Brotherhood in Action Group presented Mrs. Freudman with citations in recognition of her courageous conduct.
Mr. Meisels, it's enough. Now, I would appreciate it if you would put an end to all the fuss.
Does it bother you so much?
Well, it interferes with my work and it makes me feel foolish.
How can I stop it? Everybody is impressed with what you did.
What did I do? I did what was necessary, that's all.
It took courage, and courage is a romantic quality. It appeals to people's imaginations. And not to be afraid is a wonderful thing.
What do you think I am? Of course I was afraid. I was too busy to think about such nonsense.
Mrs. Freudman, promise me you will be patient and listen to me.
Oh, is something wrong?
On the contrary, something is very right. Something is going to happen this afternoon. I didn't tell you sooner because I didn't want to excite you.
Why should I get excited? What is the matter?
You are not going to like this. You are going to get a medal.
A medal? What, mm-hmm. What kind of a medal? For what?
The mayor of Jerusalem is going to present you with a medal. Oh,
for what do I need a medal? Let them better give me food for the animals.
They can't. They have no choice. The people must come first, and there is not enough for the people.
Oh.
Now, please listen to me. This medal comes from America, from the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. It was arranged through the Israel Consulate in New York. It's a very fine thing they are doing.
But...
No buts, please. It is all arranged. Now, if you will go and get ready, I will take you to City Hall.
City Hall?
Yes, City Hall.
With speeches?
Naturally. And this is your chance to tell whoever is listening that the Animal Hospital of Jerusalem needs food and medicine.
Oh, well, that's different.
Now, please get ready.
Yeah, but first I must attend to some sick ones.
We can't keep all those people waiting.
Mm. How long will it take?
How long will what take?
This medal business.
Not long. Sam is coming to relieve you. He'll be here any minute.
But this is the day the doctor comes.
Sam can handle it, I'm sure.
Ah, all right. Wait, I'll be back.
Please hurry.
Shalom.
Shalom, Sam. Thank you for coming on your day off.
Did you tell her?
Yes. She's getting dressed.
Really?
I thought you'd have a little trouble. I thought a public ceremony would scare her off.
She's so shy.
No, it wasn't too bad. Here she comes. She's carrying a dog.
Put him down. He's bigger than you are.
Why is she carrying him?
His leg is broken. We're waiting for the doctor.
She's taking him to her room
so he won't be disturbed by the others.
Mrs. Freudman, please get dressed. We'll be late for the ceremonies.
They can wait a little.
That woman is impossible, really.
She'll probably feed that dog from her own rations.
These poor dumb brutes are lucky to have her. We have a true descendant of Moses here, Sam, a compassionate one. She has so little. If she'd be willing to accept some pay, I'd feel better.
She does it for love, and it makes her happy. She says she is protecting the innocent.
Yes, I've heard her say it. She must have had some sad disappointments in her life.
As who has not?
Here she comes. She looks very nice in her black silk dress.
All right, Mr. Mizells. I'm ready for your medal.
My medal? Please, Mrs. Freudman, be reasonable.
If it will bring me food for the animals, I will be reasonable.
Is that all you ever think about? You may have to make a speech. Think about that.
A speech? That's different.
Now, please get in the car.
Great pleasure to honor one of our citizens for courageous action beyond the call of duty. The American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals has arranged for me to present Mrs. Freudman with a Medal of Honor and a Certificate of Merit, which reads, "For unusual bravery in time of peril." It makes us very proud to have Mrs. Freudman in our midst.
Thank you. I want to thank you, Mr. Mayor, and the Society in America for the medal and for the honor. Oh, no, wait. Wait, please, I'm not finished. Medals are for people, but what of the animals? They don't understand medals. They depend on us for food. To them, a biscuit is the best medal. Mr. Mizell said I should think about a speech. Well, there is nothing to think because there is only one thing to say. We need a budget for the hospital, for food and medical care. Thank you.
That was quite a speech you made, Mrs. Freudman.
Yes, I think so. Do you think we will receive help?
Help? From America, you mean?
From good people everywhere who have heard our story.
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York, New York. Now we take great pleasure in presenting Mr. S. Arthur Stern, member of the Board of Overseers of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America and former president of the Oheb Shalom Congregation of Newark. Mr. Stern.
Today's dramatization on the Eternal Light was, to my mind, more than the true story of a single woman's devotion to the helpless animals under her care. It was a reflection of the ancient biblical tradition which enjoins the Jews to avoid causing suffering to living things. Jewish literature, from ancient times to the present, is full of references to the proper treatment of animals. Do not eat before you have fed your beast. A good man does not sell his beast to a cruel person. To relieve an animal of pain or danger is a biblical law, superseding any rabbinic ordinance. These are only a few of the injunctions which are part of biblical and Talmudic teachings about man's relations with his animals. Moreover, the tradition of being kind to animals is actually a reflection of a more inclusive teaching of Judaism, that of having respect and love for all of God's creations, for that which comes out of God's hands merits respect and love. In the hectic and anxiety-ridden lives that so many people live today, there is sometimes a tendency to overlook this teaching and to regard people and things as mere means to one's own ends, rather than as individuals who merit consideration in their own right. If only people would stop more often and reflect about how they themselves like to be treated, it seems to me that they would be more apt to treat others with respect. This teaching is not only a moral concept, that to treat all of God's creatures with respect is a reflection of one's love of God, but is also a practical guide to action. For it is from our own experiences that we learn about the world at large, so that if in our daily lives we practice the basic tenet of Judaism, love thy neighbor as thyself, there will be hope that this concept can someday be a guide for nations, as well as for individual human beings in their relations with each other.
Thank you, Mr. Stern. Eternal Light drama today, Mrs. Freudman Gets a Medal, was written by Rhea Weinstein. Cantor David Putterman sang the liturgical introduction. Featured in the cast were Bryna Rayburn, Sam Gray, Peter Laser, Jim Dukas, Richard Hamilton, Dick McKay, and Dean Almquist. Your narrator was Norman Rose. This is Mel Brandt. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America and was directed by Daniel Sutter. This is the NBC Radio Network.